إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله. إن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بضعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. أسأل الله العظيم الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك، في هذه الساعة المباركة، في هذا اليوم المبارك، على طاعته أن يجمعنا في الفردوس العالى، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, souls have beloved things that they desire after, and they have hopes that they long for. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah Most High and Glorious, He says, beautified for human beings is the desire of the lusts for women and children. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَقَنَاطِيرَ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ and vaults of gold and silver. وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ and high breeds of horses. وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ and cattle and land. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Those are the things of this world, this close world. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the danger that lies for us in our religion and in our worldly life is when we acquire the lusts and the desires for those things which Allah has forbidden. When the lusts and desires are acquired for the things that Allah has forbidden, then these lusts, they become gods that people worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lusts and desires of a person become his gods. His fear and hope, his loving and hating, the way he holds things in esteem and holds things high and low in his sight are all in accordance to his desires and lusts and whims. So everything that a person who is affected by his lusts and desires, everything he does in life is in order to fulfill his lusts. He lives for his lusts and his desires. This is the danger that lies for a person in his religion and in his worldly life. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, these forbidden lusts and desires, they become the criterion for all judgment of a person. They become the criterion of what is right and wrong. Their lusts and desires, they are the reference for all things, whether they're right and wrong, to the exclusion of the law of Allah, to the exclusion of the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person, his lusts and desires control him like a predator over its prey, completely overpowering him. And this is what one of the great imams, Imam al-Qatada, he warned us about. He said, a person who is controlled by his lusts and desires, or they are the criterion of all his judgment, he is an animal upon which the lusts and desires are riding upon. They are riding upon that person, making use of him. And if all of his thinking is based on his lusts then his desires have become his God. They have become his God for which he lives for. And this is affirmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Didn't you see those whose desires and lusts became their God? They worship their desires and lusts. They obey them in everything. They live for them. This is a true danger. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the early predecessors, he said, the worst God worshipped on earth is the lusts of people. The worst God worshipped on earth are the lusts and desires of people. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the way that lusts and desires corrupt a person's religion, as they cause a person to exclude and turn away from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person whose desires are in control of him, he will turn away from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The proof of this is what Allah says. Allah azza wa jal, he says, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُ لَكْ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. If they don't answer you, O Messenger of Allah, then know that they are following their lusts. They are following, they are obedient to their lusts. And when we look at the world today, we look at the state of the Muslim Ummah, we look at the state of the believers in light of the Quran and the Sunnah, and we see the affair, the destruction and the corruption and the difficult affairs afflicting the Muslims, we realize and we understand that the cause, the sole and root cause of this is obedience to the lusts and the desires. This is the reason for the destruction and the fitna and the hardship facing our Ummah. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he describes these words, describes this state in very succinct words. He says, the lusts and desires, all destruction and all corruption is caused when people give precedence to their opinions over the Sharia of Allah. And when they give preference to philosophies over Allah's revelation. These two things, the opinions of people and their philosophies and their lusts, when they combine in the heart of a person, they destroy it completely. When the opinions and philosophies and the lusts and vain desires, they combine in the heart of a person, they destroy the person's heart. And when any nation is afflicted by it, these are the words of Ibn al-Qayyim, then that nation will be destroyed. That nation will be destroyed. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when we look at our ummah and we see the following of lusts and desires in deference to the laws and sharia and guidance of Allah, we realize the reason behind the sorry state and the sad state of affairs that we witness every day. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah, he says, وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ مِنْ غَيْرِ هُدًى مِنَ اللَّهِ. Who can be more misguided than those who follow their desires without guidance from Allah Azza wa Jalla? And another warning from our beloved Prophet, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, a beautiful and important hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, beware of three things that destroy. Three things that destroy. Greed that is followed. And lusts and desires that are obeyed. Lusts and desires that are obeyed. And a person being impressed with his nafs, with himself. These three things will destroy. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, there are three things that will save. One is being conscious of Allah in secret and in open. Being aware of Allah in secret and open. Secondly, is to have good intentions in richness and in poverty. And the third is saying a truthful word in anger and in contentment. You see how the first three things describe the desires and lusts, the greed of a person and being impressed with his nafs, and they destroy. May Allah save us from it. And then the three things that save a person is by being conscious of Allah in secret and in open. And by having a good intention, whether rich or poor, and by saying a truthful word, whether angry or in pleasure. These are the things that will save us. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he warned us about the shahawat, about the hawa, the desires, saying, "What I fear for you most are the desires that control you from the stomach and private parts, and the lust that will mislead you." Narrated by Ahmed with a good chain. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the examples of obedience to lust and desire amongst the Ummah, or amongst us as believers, one of the greatest examples that we see is how people are chasing the forbidden things that Allah has made forbidden. Chasing what Allah has made haram of the dunya and following opinions and their own ideas in deference to the law and the guidance that Allah has sent down. We see that people have forgotten about the akhirah, the meeting with Allah. They've forgotten about the message that this ummah has been commanded to deliver. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Those who became pleased with the life of this world, the dunya, and became at ease with it, and forgot about the meeting with Allah Most High, and those who forgot about Allah's ayahs and signs, those, their abode shall be the fire because of what they used to do. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he said in a hadith narrated by the two great imams, Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim, "I do not fear for you poverty, but what I fear for you is that the dunya shall be opened up to you like it was opened up to those people before you. And then you will compete for the dunya like they competed for the dunya, and it will destroy you like it destroyed them." وَلَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah save us from that. Beloved brothers, gathering of believers, from the most common examples of obedience of lust and desire that we see amongst the ummah is in the affairs of seeking wealth and economics. One of the most essential actions that Muslims unfortunately have fallen into. We see how many Muslims, many people, they have gotten involved. They take the forbidden means of acquiring wealth through riba, through taking riba in order to gain more and more wealth in spite of what Allah has forbidden. We see that the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Every ummah will have a fitna, and the fitna of my ummah is in wealth. The fitna of my ummah is in wealth." We see, beloved brothers in Islam, forbidden buying and selling. Things that are forbidden are bought and sold. We see how Muslims work in forbidden jobs, seeking after wealth from means that are forbidden without any shame. And we see the cheating that takes place in the workplace, in the corruption that takes place in the workplace. All of these things, they lead away from the straight path. All of these things lead us away from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In closing, respected brothers in Islam, Allah Most High, He says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ الْهَوَىٰ فَيَضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Do not follow the lusts and desires. Do not follow the lusts and desires, because they will lead you away from the path of Allah. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولنساء المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله ولي الصالحين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. يا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have taqwa of Allah, for in it is all happiness and the saving from all tribulation. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the manifestations of obedience to lust and desire is what we see of people who declare others out of Islam and become fanatical to their own opinions, and who dig up the faults of others to destroy their character and image and question their intentions and lead to great corruption amongst the Muslims. This anger and rage is manifest. We see it every day in the media. This is a result of being concerned with the dunya and seeking after it rather than being just and upright in assessing the rights and wrongs of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. O you who believe, be upright for justice and be witnesses to Allah even if it is against your own self. This being fanatical to one's own opinion is a result of the following of the lust and desire. And for this reason, Allah warned us and gave us beautiful advice to save us. He says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. For those who fear the meeting with Allah and prevent their nafs from its desire, the self from its desires, then the paradise shall be its abode. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. May Allah grant us the paradise. Amen. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Hassan al-Basri, he said beautiful words, the great pious tabi'i. He said, may Allah have mercy on the servant of Allah. Whenever he has an important endeavor, he pauses and he asks himself, is this pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If it is, he carries it out. Otherwise, he goes back. He puts it off. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he warned us about the danger of desire and lust. He said, the companion, the one of lust and desires, his lust make him blind, even to the words of Allah. So he uses the words of Allah in order to prove his point, and does not make the words of Allah great. And then this person, whoever, he becomes angry with whoever follows that particular opinion, even if it's wrong. And he's pleased with whoever follows his opinion, even if such a person is ignorant. Therefore, the person does not make Allah's words great, but instead has made his lusts and desires great. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the most dangerous things to our ummah today, the thing that pleases the enemies of Allah and pleases the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, is obedience to the lusts and desires. Obedience to lusts and desires led the other nations astray. Allah says, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا تَتَّبِيُوا الْأَهْوَاءِ. O people of the book, do not follow, do not go astray and be extreme in your religion, and do not follow the desires, for it will lead you astray like it led those before you astray. O Ummah of Islam, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, beware of every invitation that calls away from the deen of Allah and the Sharia of Allah and what is evident from the Quran and Sunnah. May Allah keep us safe from all evils and from all fitan and all tribulations. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of fitna and tribulations in secret and open. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah Most High to guide us and keep us firm on the straight path. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma nas'aluka min al-khayri kullih ajilihi wa ajilihi ma 'alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam wa na'udhu bika min al-sharri kullih ajilihi wa ajilihi ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من أحسن الأخلاق ونعوذ بك من منكرات الأخلاق والأعمال والأهواء يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين بالكتاب والسنة يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين. اللهم ارفع راية الإسلام في أنحاء العالم. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المؤمنين في كل مكان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربنا الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.